from our point of view, we're just really looking forward to it. So we are. As I said, it's the time of the year you want to be playing football. You know, in the early December and January, you know, you're going to training and it might be pouring rain. You're training in the muck and the inning, and you know, it's not that you don't want to be there. It's just that it's hard. You know, this time of year you're enjoying coming to training. You're thinking about training all day. You can't wait. The sun's at the minute anyway. The sun's in the sky. The ball's dry. Everyone's moving faster. It's the time of the year you want to be playing football, and we can't wait to next week against Fermanagh.
That's a cliche that's rolled out a lot. We talk about, you know, the hard ground and the sun shining, but for a player like yourself, dynamic, you know, fast, likes to move the ball quickly, as an ideal, I suppose, spell of weather, and you're probably hoping that it keeps up into Sunday as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'd love to see the sun in the sky when we play Fermanagh. You know, you can't predict the weather, so you have to be able to adapt to both ways. You know. It can work both ways, you know. When the sun's in the sky, we've even seen out there training tonight. It takes a lot out of you, you know. So you have to be ready for it. You have to have your right water on board, your right food taken in. You know, you can't die with 15 minutes left in the game. You might have that if it wasn't as sunny. But no, definitely, I'd love if it's a lovely warm day. I think everyone involved with Donegal, I would say, if you ask for Man as well, they'd love to. Hope we get a good day.
It's been a slow championship to ignite. Some of the games so far have been very lopsided, but this game here, Donegal and Fermanagh, there's so many ingredients, so many subplots. Of course, there's the incentive of victory in an Ulster semi-final spotted place, but wee things like, I suppose, Rory Goller taking on his former county as well, it all mixes into the pot, and I suppose eyes looking at this too, hoping for a good competitive game. But I think when you weigh the two sides up, that's exactly what we're going to get at the weekend.
Well, I would say you're 100% right saying that. You know, Fermanagh are a great side. You know, they're on the run on last year. You know, it's no surprise to us anyway. So, you know, they've great footballers all over the pitch. You know, we went through them. You know, they've a great midfield, probably the best that's about in the country. You know, and Donnelly and Jones and the two McCuskers, I should say, coming from deep. And then the three danger men inside. And they have their tight markers at the back as well. You know, so they're good. They're going to be a good side. We know it's going to be tough. It's not an easy in Ulster Championship football, so there's not, you know, Fermanagh are going to be coming to Balbuffet with nothing to lose, so we have to go out there. They're going to be all guns blazing for it. We have to match it. You know, if we can't match it, we're going to be in bother. So we're going to have to get up to the level from when the ref throws the ball in, and hopefully we can match them from pace to pace, and hopefully we can get over the line.
We look back over recent history, Donegal, and we talk about breakout stars, the likes of Michael Murphy, Pat McBurty, and even yourself with a Young Player of the Year trophy at home to show. And this Donegal panel, the likes of, you know, an Owen McHugh, Owen Van Galler, Steve McBurty, the summer's there for those guys if they're bold enough and brave enough to go and grab it.
Championships where you're made, you know, as the saying goes, that's where boys become men. You know, it's all right doing it in the league. The league's becoming very important, but championships where it's at, you know, you have to perform. You have to be mentally strong enough to perform on the big day when your team really needs it. You know, we in Donegal, the minute, I think we're lucky enough. We have a good brand of youth and older lads. So we do. So Rory'll sit down. He's going to have headaches picking the teams. He is him and his backroom team. But that's what you want when he names the team. The men that they're lucky enough to get the starting 15 jerseys have to stand up on the day and prove themselves worthy of getting that jersey.
For Man and Donegal over the years, I mean, back in the early millennium up into 2006, they've always been spiky affairs. Anytime for Man have had a good panel of players and have been competitive, they look to roll Donegal over, because at the end of the day, it is a derby, and as we said, lots of incentive for them, of course, with the close relations to Rory. So for Man, I'll be coming here with an incentive and I suppose a deep belief that they can win this game.
Exactly, you know, there's no reason why they shouldn't believe that. As I said, they've got great players all over the pitch who can cause any team problems, not alone Donegal. You know, as I said, they're coming up here, they'll have absolutely nothing to lose. You know, they're coming in, they're probably coming as underdogs, so they have absolutely nothing to lose coming up here. We, as I said, we know we're going to have to match them. If we don't match them, we could be in bother against Antrim. You know, the first half they absolutely blew them off the pitch. You know, so and that Antrim team had a great run in Division 4. So they are a good side. There's nobody's doubting that. You know, as I said, the run they went on last year was not a shock to us anyway. We've studied them over the last number of weeks. You know, and they are a great side with great footballers. As I said, we just have to match them, and if we can match them, it should be a great encounter, and hopefully we can come out the right end.
I suppose Pete McGrath, as well, you know, a manager from a different area, he came into the Erin County and a lot of eyebrows are raised. He won All Ireland before you were even born, but he's really, you know, galvanised that their team, and he's probably proved a lot of doubters wrong himself with what Fermanagh achieved last year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Pete's a great manager, as you said. I haven't really come across him until he took Fermanagh this year, you know, even chatting to Dad and stuff. You know, they said that the job he'd done with the Down team and back in the day was phenomenal, you know. He's done a great job with Fermanagh, so he has. He's come in, he's given them a structure, he's given them belief, you know, maybe nothing, not much different than what Rory and Jim have done with Donegal. You know, he's come in, he's got them, given them a game plan. They're positioned to the letter of law. I would say if he went out and told them to run through the wall, they'd run through a wall. He's really produced the goods for them since he's went in, and he's going to have them ready. You know, he's going to have them ready for us as he would for every championship match. So we have to be ready to match that, and hopefully, you know, we can, and on the day we can come out the right end.